off from the race, please let the marshal know so that we know where you are. There'll be a sweep up bus, should we need it, around 12 noon, going round the course.
I've never done that before, so I don't
know. We're not being on a sweep
attack. Even if we walk. Oh, it's got a UK air license. That means, come on, time on. Because it matters, because it goes online. Come on, Louise, I'm recording, so give me a rundown on the course. Or just
a rundown on the course. At the moment, we're on grass. It's going to be heading out of the park on grass, and then we're going to be on country roads heading out and up, out of Hitchin, up some beast of a hill, loops around the villages, and then nice downward stretch right back to the primary grounds.
There we are.
Beautiful day.
Yes, it's beautiful, isn't it? How many runners do you reckon there are? About 200 or something?
Well, they reckon 400, but I'm not. There are 400 here. I think some have been put off by the heat.
Don't blame them. And what was the entry for this?
Pass? No idea.
Come on, I'll find it online. So we've got chip timing, haven't we?
Chip timing on the bib.
Come on, then, time predictions.
Two and a half.
I'd say 2:40. Because we've started too far back, and we're always going to get. Have a great day. Three, two, one.
£8.75 or a small one at £6.95.
That's not bad, is it, for Hitchin prices?
No, it's not.
Where are we?
Which is outside the village.
What's the name of the village?
It's a little winery.
So you can just fill your plate up as much as little as you want by the look of it.
So what were the meats again?
Drink,
beef, turkey or pork. They've probably got another meat and other stuff.
Yeah, that might be better.
I think it's only carvery.
Is it only carvery today? Excuse me, is it only carvery food today?
Yeah, just the carvery
no
today.
No bar snacks at all?
No, we don't do bar snacks, I'm afraid, on a Sunday.
No. Oh well, I'll just get a drink. No.
You don't want a carvery then?
No. It's only, no, I don't want anything. It's not that what this is a carvery, it's just I don't want anything. It's too early.
Some crisps?
No, thanks. Stomach says no. I might get some nuts.
Nuts.
Has it got anything different, like...
Yeah, they've got some dry ones.
Yeah, dry roasted.
Are you waiting? Yeah.
What nuts have you got,
John?
We've got salted, dry roasted, or sweet chilli.
Yeah, sweet chilli, I'll pack them, please. Can I ask what flavoured ciders we've got, please? Have we got any bottles?
Yeah. Red cherry, or we've got pear or original.
So is it red cherry? Yes, please. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
it ice?
No, thank you. Is it Bulmers? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Thank you. Pimm's. Oh, is it gonna? Oh no, now I'm stuck. No, it's alright. I've ordered that.
Well, it's not been opened yet. Would you rather have a Pimm's?
No. Yeah. I love round two though.
Do you want a glass or just the bottle?
A glass, please. What about you, Mr. L?
I'm going to have a pint of lager, actually.
Lager boy. Have they got any proper beers here?
Yeah, they've got all sorts.
Can you read them? Any of the just names?
Yeah, you've got
names.
Suffolk County Best. You've got One for the Road and Eagle.
Thank you. Yeah, Mr. L? What's the name of this pub again?
Ooh.
Buck's Head.
The Buck's Head in what little?
Wymondley.
And?
Why am I being silly?
Yeah, the chocolate talk was very tasty, except the silly woman that brought me out forgot to bring a spoon. Can I remind what's the food like? You had pork, didn't you?
Beef? Turkey.
Oh, turkey. Was it nice?
Yeah, it's very nice.
And the veg?
The veg was nice too.
Was it better than your dad's?
Yeah.
And Mrs. L?
Anything that involves not cooking it myself is nice.
Hmm. What did you have? Was it nice?
I had roast turkey and Oliver had roast beef.
Shh, that's mine.
Sorry. It's very nice.
I'm still.
The beef wasn't tough, it was quite tender and in quite thick slices.
Anything that could have been better? No.
Plenty of vegetables.
Are you going to take that back for Lexi, that little bit?
No.
Why not?
No, how many tables are there, Ryan, out here?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's two gardens. This is the Sun Trap garden. Where we parked was the other garden.
So six here, yeah?
About 5 or 6 tables out this end.
Nice, isn't it?
On the patio. Then there's another 3 or 4 tables on the grass. And probably about the same on the other back. Side, on the grass garden.
When was the last time you came here? Roughly.
Chris and I came here, and I'm sure it was after I'd been running or something, because I didn't have a very big appetite, and I had a children's portion of roast dinner that day. So it must have been about a year ago.
A year.
So I'm here in, which room is this again? The playroom.
The playroom.
And Mrs. L has 26 medals, I think. Which is this one, please?
That is a Manchester Marathon.
Oh, this is going to have to be done. What about that?
This is Liverpool Rock and Roll.
So the first one on the right is Liverpool. Then Manchester.
And then Manchester. And then Chester Marathon, Chester. Which is lovely. We need to do that one together. Yeah. That's really nice. Mo Run.
Mo.
Bulldog Beast.
Hang on. Just go, if you could just go through them. Cause...
Winter Half Marathon that you did. Glow in the Park that we both did. Great North Run. Festival of Running, which we both... Oh, no, that was the one that I did in March. The National Lottery Anniversary Run. Another Booper Great North Run. 10K Women's Running Series. British 10K medal, which is lovely. Silverstone Half Marathon. 2 London 10K Booper Runs. Great South Run. Run to the Beat Half Marathon. 3 British Heart Foundation runs, 2 Cancer Research Race for Life's, an Asda 10K finisher, and a 1 True Grit Muddy Run. Oh, and that one that you know with the shiny shoe that we got in May.
Yeah, Milton Keynes half. So, thank you. Yeah, we'll have to do definitely some of these. Which is
that's
this one?
Silverstone. That is a wheel, the medal. But it's a really, really, really boring route.
Yeah, but it's a really nice medal. This one?
That's the London Beaver 10K.
Right,
it's a nice route, that one.
This one? It's got some that, nice... That what would you call those bits?
They're little rivets around the outside. That's the National Lottery Anniversary Run. But my favourite medal's got to be the Liverpool Rock and Roll. It's got the Liver Building.
Hang on, which is this one? This one's
that one's
nice.
The May Run. That's a moustache.
When
that was up at Milton Keynes.
When was
back
that?
In November.
Before New Year.
That was, I think, the weekend that we did the other thing. I think I did that on the Saturday in the Glow.
Yeah, this moustache was quite nice.
Yeah.
Which is
that's
this one?
Greater Manchester. That's a nice flat course.
Mm, you're a bit scumland, man. I'm not much interested in racing Manchester.
Chester Marathon's a really nice route. That starts and finishes at the race course.
I think somebody offered the garden in that soon.
That's really good.
That's November.
Get
isn't
the
it?
Chance to do that.
That's November.
That's October.
Isn't it?
It clashes almost with my York.
Oh yeah, sorry, I've got a guide for that anyway.
And Liverpool. The Rock and Roll Marathon.
Next year.
They're typical American medals. They're massive and weigh a ton and they're really nice.
Have you entered Liverpool yet?
I haven't re-entered Liverpool yet.
Why?
Because there's just too many other things I want to do. I'm waiting for my
Well, if I get you, if you get your free entry for Liverpool,
I'll do it again.
Wait, shh. Off we go. If I get you a free entry, shall we do it?
Yeah.
Because I should get you a free entry.
Yeah, if you can get in there.
You have to send me a list
of,
or text me a list of what
course.
You want. Yeah, that was enjoyable, thank you.
All right, say goodbye to Louise then, boys.
Bye!
Goodbye, boys. But, boy, Ryan,
yeah?
Make sure you do geography, please, and don't forget.
Okay.